us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Jesus. I don't know about y'all, but we already had church. The Holy Spirit is in this place. Jesus is in this place. I feel good this morning, church. I don't know about you, but I'm not worried about the enemy. God gonna bind them. I just want to say to you today, I thank you. First, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, to his darling son Jesus, and the precious Holy Spirit. I greet you this morning with love and kindness on my heart for each and every one that is here today. And if you would help me preach this sermon, I promise you I won't be long. But I need your support. I need your help. So if you could say amen. If you can't say amen, can you just raise your hand? Because, see, in order for me to finish this, I got to get my support from you. And the energy that I feel off of you will help me complete this task. And I'm truly thankful this morning. If you have, before that, I want to acknowledge my spiritual father, the good shepherd of this church, Reverend Mathis. For thank you, sir, for allowing me this platform to give the word and bread of life this morning. And also I'd like to say thank you to my sister in the ministry, Reverend Cotton. God bless you. May God continue on to bless your ministry. Such a powerful woman that's in the ministry. And I truly thank you and I appreciate you. And also too, in his absence, Reverend Bell. May God bless him and continue on to bless him in his ministry. If you have your Bibles with you, there's a word that is taken from the gospel according to Mark, the 14th chapter, verses 32 through 36. The gospel according to Mark. We all know that Mark, even though he was not a disciple of Jesus, but he recorded some of the most poignant points and situations that happened in Jesus' life. If you have found it, will you please signify by saying amen? God bless you. I am reading from the Amplified Bible that is going to be different from the King James. But these are the words that are all recorded. Then they went to a place called Gethsemane. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit down here until I have prayed." He took Peter and James and John with him. And he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. And he said unto them, "My soul is deeply grieved and overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch." Verse 35, after going a little farther, Jesus fell to the ground and he began to pray that if it was possible that this hour that he might pass from him. Verse 36, last verse. And he was saying, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me, but not what I will, but what you will." May God have a blessing reading on divine words. You may be seated. Before I begin, I'd like to acknowledge my lovely wife, Joanne. I thank you so much for supporting me. I got to say that she really, really loves me. Any woman that can put up with my snow and these razor blade toenails, you know that's love. Church, after this text here, I have arrived with my subject. And if you don't mind, if I would like you to turn to your neighbor. smile in their face like you're getting ready to take a picture, and tell them, neighbor, I'm under pressure, but with the help of the Lord, I'm going to press my way through. Thank you so much. And I can truly say that with my wife, I have put her under a minute out of pressure. But her prayer, she helped me to press my way through. And I'm truly thankful and grateful to you for standing here and sticking to me by my side. The Bible said that when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. And if y'all remember, Eddie Murphy traveled all the way from Africa, came to America looking for a wife. I got a chance to find mine right here in Alexandria. Yes, Lord. You will see here that Jesus was under a tremendous amount of pressure. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, but the Garden of Gethsemane is different from the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden has the beautiful botanical flowers, and it has the azaleas, and it has the fig trees, and it has the pear trees, and everything is so beautiful. But in the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus was betrayed, was really a vineyard where olives was harvested. But in order to get the best out of the olives had to go through a process. It had to go through a transformation that it had to be pressed. It had to go under a tremendous amount of stress. It had to be crushed in order to get the oil from the olives. It had to be pressed. Sometimes in life, church, we, meaning us, born again believers, that sometimes we have to be crushed, we have to be pressed, and we have to go under a tremendous amount of stress and pressure in order for God to get the best out of us. Y'all just missed y'all shout. I told you, if you help me preach this sermon, I told you I won't be here alone. Yeah. See, when you're under stress and you're under pressure, you can't help but ask the Lord to help me, because he would help you to press your way through. And as these last 62 years of my life, I have found out that when I give my problems to the Lord and I begin to seek his face, I'm able to do anything, and I'm able to overcome any obstacle that long as I give it to him and let him carry my burdens. Church, you know one thing, that he is a burden bearer. He is a way maker. He is a fixer.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits, back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.
Even Jesus agonized the death of the cross. He said, Father, this cup, can it pass from me? But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Whatever you say.
Let the weak say that I'm strong. May the poor man declare that.